Final
frontier. You boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Diane Linderman, welcome back to Everything That Matters. And we're talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics. Yes, I did say cooking, and I did say conservative kitchen table politics, two of my favorite things. I know I should have a cooking show called Conservative Kitchen Table Politics. Cooking. No, that doesn't make sense. There's got to be a name in there somewhere. Welcome back, everybody. 1-800-449-8255. I wasn't here last week because I was celebrating my most favorite holiday, the 4th of July. And in fact, I even got a beautiful brand new baby collie puppy, and I named her Liberty. And then we had a baby deer born because of my real life business is educational petting zoos and things like that. And she was born on the 4th of July and we named her America. I know, those are so cute. Wait till you see this baby deer. It's adorbs. Anyway, this week has been very sad. Very, very, very sad. Very sad to and you know, Texas is my sort of 80% of the time of the year home, or 70%, I should say. And Dallas is about an hour and a half from my house. And to hear about the devastation of those beautiful men that were protecting the rights of people to be angry at them really drove me nuts. It was just so completely what a waste of life. And, you know, the sick thing about all of this, and I'm sure we can all concur on this, is that our president, the father of this country, all he could do was politic about what happened. Blamed it on the guns of honest men and women, but never blames it on the guns of the bad guys. Don't you think that is just strange that we all have to take the blame, all of us citizens of the United States of America that are practicing our constitutional rights? We are the ones that are going to take the blame for all gun violence in the country. Not the bad guys, only the good guys, because you're going to be punished, people, for being law-abiding citizens. And that's the way it appears to me. Because every time our president of the United States gets up after a shooting, he only blames the good people. And the way he blames the good people is by wanting to take away your protection from the bad people. So it's like two people are fighting, and the one that was the innocent one's getting smacked by the president of the United States and saying, "How dare you defend yourself? How dare you even try to lift your arm up to keep somebody from smacking you? Let that bad guy have his way. He has rights." You see? That's the way it feels. That is a punishment of being a good person nowadays. If you are an evil killer and murderer, and if you are a person that is protesting in a bad way, you are going to be held as the hero. That's the way it's starting to look to me. That the good people are now going to be punished for one evil soul's, what he did. And it's happening all over the country. It takes one bad guy to destroy a country. One bad guy. But guess what, people? It only takes one good person to help a country. And that is the President of the United States. Shame on him. Shame, shame, shame on you, Barack Obama, for not standing up and speaking for the innocent people in this country, the good people. You know what, President Obama? If you were a good man, you would say to everyone, the only way we're going to battle bad guys with guns is good guys with guns. Guess what I heard today? They want to start disarming law enforcement. And I tell you, it's a strange thing, people. The moment some bad guy comes in there and kills a bunch of people, what do? Okay, because this one's a doozy. You see, the protest was about maybe two bad cops. Okay, I'm going to say that right now. I saw that, and I was pretty damning of what we saw on video of that one. I haven't seen any of the other ones, but the ones where they held the guy down and they shot him. We do, in good groups of people or in good communities, there's bad people. There's bad people everywhere. But the sick thing about it is that those two bad cops, if they are the bad cops as if the video showed us, we're now going to take it out on all the good guys, all the good cops. They are now going to be punished for the crimes of two bad people. Now, if we took that and reversed it and we said, okay, we've got this black guy who is killing cops and he is with the Black Panthers, let's say, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, should we take all of our rage out on all of those different groups? Should we? Should we do what they do? No, because that's not American. You see, but we don't have a very American president. We have a president that has actually created the atmosphere for what is going on in our country right now. He loves protests. He loves them. That's what he was. He was a protester. He was a community organizer. That's what we get for hiring someone that's never run a business, never run anything, never been responsible to answer to bills or anything in his entire life or to a payroll. His agenda is still with him all of these years, and he has somehow, either with great accuracy, changed our country. And like he said when he promised, he is going to fundamentally change America, and he has done it. Our country is in turmoil. And it's, you know, I truly believe that in the last 8 years that he has stirred the pot of racism. And there are a lot of good people in this country, both black, white, oriental, Mexican, and I know a lot of these good people, and they cannot stand Obama. And they say the same thing I'm saying. And you know what? You're not going to hear that on any of the media. Maybe even Fox News is not going to find the people, the real people of America. You know, it's like polls. I always wonder, I mean, I know that there's something scientific about polls. But I'll talk about that when we come back from a break. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me in my dreams, and the days went to...
Every day pray, God, family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and that's how I feel. 1-800-449-8255. We've got Bart from Georgia. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Bart, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I guess like everybody else in America, I've been watching what's been going on, and the thing that I don't understand is this, okay?
Okay.
Most of the high profile cases of these black gentlemen who have been killed by police, these men are criminals. Eric Garner was known to the New York City Police Department. Freddie Gray, at the time of his arrest, was known to the Baltimore Police Department, was high on heroin and marijuana. Alton Sterling, one of the latest ones, was a career criminal and sex offender who at the time of his death was selling pirated copyrighted material in front of the store and had threatened someone with an illegal gun. And I guess what I'm wondering is, why do they deify and make heroes and martyrs out of these criminals? These are not, you know, law-abiding family men, you know, who work 8 hours a day and save their money and go home and take care of their families and stuff like that. There are pictures of Alton Moore on the internet with two of his children. Both the children have guns that are pointing guns at the camera. Black Lives Matter garners enough support to have these protests all over the country that almost shut down major cities. I think it would be best used, that power, to garner these people, go into the impoverished black communities and weed out the gangs, weed out the drug dealers, weed out the criminals, make them a better place to live so the black community can live in peace and happiness.
I couldn't agree with you more, however. You, the problem with America is we're only as good as our leader. Second of all,
I'm all aware of that.
Yes, and the second thing is that even though these bad guys were criminals and they got killed improperly, let's say, we are a rule of law country, and no matter what, no matter how wrong and how wicked some police get, and there are bad guys in every single aspect of our of America, in every community. But the thing is, they have to be held to a higher standard than anyone else. And it's sad because they do that for $40,000 a year. That's the sad part. But you're right. You're absolutely right. The bad guys that were killed and maybe killed improperly or murdered, they put themselves in that place at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because I'm a firm believer that when you do the right thing in life, you always are in the right place at the right time. But you're right. They do turn these guys into martyrs. And the problem with the hypocrisy of the movement in this country right now is that it is backed up by the President of the United States, who does not talk like you, doesn't talk like me, doesn't see things the way we see things. You're right. The Black Lives Matter organization could be a phenomenal organization if it could go into black communities and go into impoverished communities and try to help people. But in not, they stir up anger. They stir up the wrongs of what their communities are all about. I mean, if you really want to know, I mean, if everybody says this, but look at Chicago, you know, how many people die every single day and night in that community in Chicago?
Black Lives Matter disrupted Taste of Chicago the other night, and what my first thought was, why aren't they over in Inglewood protesting where the people are being killed?
I know, exactly. No, I happen to agree with you in many aspects of what you're talking about. The problem is no matter how wrong people are, how evil they are, our cops have always been held to a high standard. And there are, but the sad part is they are also only human. And we, and, but here it is, Bart. The problem is that they're using the powers in control of our country are using the shootings from cops to the black people, white cops killing black people, right? They're using this at, to disarm our country. They're using it. They're using the very people, the very black people that are being hurt as a tool to disarm America. I mean, what I heard this morning was they want to disarm cops. How are we going to stand up against bad guys with guns, right? How are we going to do it?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. It can't happen because other countries have done it. I mean, you know, it's just not going to happen. But that's the way the media starts talking like that because the president starts talking like that. We are only good as our leaders in our country. And believe me, and we can barely wait until the end of his, I mean, they should have basically impeached him a long time ago.
Well, I think it's actually a stretch to call him a leader in the first place.
Well, he is the chosen leader by all of America, unfortunately.
Well, he's chosen by me.
I know, but not by me either. But you know, we all have to get out and we have to vote for Trump.
I think something else people seem to forget is, like I said, Mr. Sterling was in possession of an illegal firearm because he was a convicted felon. Some people seem to think that because he was on the ground that he was completely helpless, you could fire a gun from inside your pocket very easily.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know all the details. I don't know all the details, but, you know, I mean, we don't know the details. Nobody knows the details till they come out. And we have to wait
for...
Well,
there's a lot more details out there if, you know, you have to know which ones to weed through. But there's a lot more. You know, you can watch the video.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see the... You can hear the 911 call about him. The reason that they were called to the convenience store in the first place, that he had already threatened somebody with a gun.
Yeah. But your
that
point
I'm kind
is
of bewildered by though.
Yeah.
Is the Castile case in Minnesota? Because I watched the video. Okay. His girlfriend is amazingly composed for somebody who's just had someone shot right next to her.
Yeah, I thought one. That too. I thought that
number,
was very weird.
Number two. He was not a concealed carry permit holder. The gun was not a legal gun. The gun can be seen in the video. It's a mirror image because it's all recorded from the cell phone. But the handle of the gun can be seen resting on his right thigh in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a concealed carry permit holder. The gun's probably not registered at that point. The gun's unsecured, so he's riding in a vehicle in an unsecured with an unsecured weapon, with a four-year-old in the vehicle. And another thing that has yet to come out that I read was that he answered the description of someone that there was a bolo out for, a gentleman who had committed an armed robbery in a convenience store in the very neighborhood that he was pulled over in.
Yeah.
Now his girlfriend might have been told that they were pulled over because of a broken taillight. But if I was a police officer, okay, trying to wait for backup and try to keep these people at ease because I think I've got my suspect right here, I'm not going to say, there's a bolo out for somebody who answers you.
Yeah.
Especially,
yeah.
You know, like I said, he probably didn't know that this gun was sitting right on this guy's thigh. Now,
yeah.
If he's right-handed and he says he's reaching for his wallet, the handle of the gun's right there.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I don't know. Will come out.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, there's something in my gut just doesn't sit right.
You know what? The sad part is that it really doesn't, I'm sorry to say that it doesn't really matter because these people are going to be used because, are you there? Okay. We're going to have to go to a break, but I you can listen to what I'm going to say of my comments after the break. But thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
I am moving through the crowd, trying to find myself. Feel like a guitar that's never played, or else someone's drunk.
Sometimes it seems like welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We've got Garth on the phone, but just a minute, Garth. I just want to say something. When somebody calls up my radio show and yells at my producer, you're a prejudice, you're racist, and then hangs up, I'm going to call you out as a coward. You got something to say to me? You call me back, and you say that to my face. Because I'd like to let you tell me why you think I'm a racist. Because I talk about the truth. Because you see, you guys are all getting trained by the Democrats to call anybody racist. If we talk about anything to do with black on white, what about black on black? I don't hear you people protecting the people in Chicago. I probably care about them more than you. Cowards! How dare you call up my show and call us racist and then hang up the phone like the coward that you are. Don't you ever do that. Sorry about that, people. That's how I feel. Because there's no way in hell that I'm a racist. I just say it the way I see it. I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm not green, I'm not pink. I'm a human being. And I was raised to be a human being, to see every person on this earth as human beings until they turn into animals. And then when they're animals, I don't care what color they are. They're still animals. Actually, calling people like the shooter an animal is too good for them because I have animals and they're decent. All right. Sorry about that, Garth. Welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman.
Oh, you're so funny. Calm down.
No way. Nobody's going to get away with that.
Well, anyways, what I got to say is, we hire people, to service us, like the policemen in the Air Force or whatever.
Yes.
And, so we hire these people to dictate and do our security. Okay, so then we got the people that don't do, they're against the law, they get DUIs, they get whatever. It's not our fault. And the whole deal is these guys are against the law. We need these people to do the law. And yes,
you mean you're talking about the bad guys are doing the illegal stuff and the good guys are the cops. And they're trying to...
Yeah, that's correct.
You can say the word. You can say the words "cops" on my show and "bad guys" and things like that. We don't have to be. We're not politically correct here, by all means. I get in trouble all the time.
But that's what I'm saying, and I mean, it's everything is against. We're all against the world, or we're against the black people. We're against. No, we're not. And we're against whatever.
You better.
No,
you're pressing.
Not.
Take your hands off your
phone.
Dial pad.
No, my phone's in my pocket. Okay, I'll sit down.
Oh, okay.
just like, this is just wrong. The whole deal is wrong.
Let me tell you something. There's not as many bad people on this earth. I mean, there's a lot of bad people, but what they're doing is the liberal-minded Democrats, the ones that are really bad, they love bad things to happen in our country. And what I don't understand is why the black community always votes Democrat. They're using them. And there's a lot of black people now starting to see this. They don't want to be used anymore. They've been promised things their whole life from the Democrats. But But what you don't remember is the Democrats are the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, so I got to tell you something.
That, okay, but can you hold on?
Montana.
Garth, can you hang on? Because we're going to a break, and I can get you on the other side of the break. You want to do that?
That'd be fine.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and I am absolutely nobody. A mom, a conservative, a serial entrepreneur. Stay with me. This is Everything That Matters. I needed some wings to make it right. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. And you know, this show is for you. Good, bad, and indifferent. I love to hear from you. In fact, I love a good argument. If you want to argue with me, please have at me. Okay? I can be told I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I will give in. I will submit. But not if I'm not wrong. Okay? We've got Garth. Garth, are you still there? I'm going to say it, though. Welcome back,
well,
by the way, Garth. Thank you for waiting.
You know, I live in the state of Montana, the third largest state in the United States, and we have 7 Indian reservations here, and some of my best friends are Indians, and, you know, yeah, I consider us a welfare state, you know. But
I thought Montana. I thought Montana was conservative.
It very
no.
is.
It is conservative?
Yeah.
Then why is it a welfare state? Why is it a
because
welfare state?
Because we have 7 Indian reservations.
Well, yeah,
it all has to go with, you know, the Congress, the state, and the
no,
federal.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Okay, and like I say, some of my best friends are Indians. Mm-hmm. And they're the best people you ever met in your life. They'll bend over backwards for you, but
yeah.
Yes, we have the other end of it. But yet, they aren't treated like, what I'm going to say. They, you know, we have laws, we whatever, and they have to put up the jurisdiction. But yet, you know, if you don't put up the jurisdiction, I mean, we hired the police to do a certain job. And so if the job isn't done, means then everything's in array. And so once in a while when we get something like what happened in Columbine or whatever, you know, it happens. You know?
Yeah.
So why is everybody so guilty about, you know, or racist or...
Well,
I don't get it.
Well, I can tell you why, Garth, is because people are very weak. And they are easily intimidated. And the reason why they're intimidated because... And this is a sad thing to say, is that decent people don't want to be seen as not decent. They want to always be seen as the good people they are. But you know what? If you're truly a good person, why doubt that? Why let anyone intimidate you and make you believe that you are not a decent person and that you are not prejudiced and that you have no problem? They are actually creating the problem because everybody in this country submits. We submit to authorities that are improper, and they want to make you feel stupid and dumb you down. And you know why I gave that big yelling thing to that guy that called and called me a racist? Because of that very reason. I will not be intimidated. I will not be guilty of anything I'm not guilty of. That's the sad part about America, though. We all submit.
So why does our government right now, I mean, what's with them? I mean,
well, I'm afraid
they're worse than any of us.
Well, they are, and I'm going to say it right here. President Obama is a racist because
he is.
But the sad part about President Obama, see, I believed in him when he first became president. I thought, wow, this is a half black, half white guy. Okay, he's going to bring us together, but he has divided our country. I think worse than any time in history, and that to me is his pleasure. You can see it on his face. You can see what he looks like. It looks like he's so happy when things that go bad in our country and people are slaughtered. I'm not saying that he's happy, but I'm saying that he's glad for people protesting. That's what he calls a protest. That's what I call an ambush, bush, and murder. So, you know, he doesn't call it that. You know, he might mumble it, But he does not squish the problems in our country. He flames them. Hey, I got to go. I have another call, but thank you very much, Garth, for calling. I've got James from North Carolina. Welcome to Everything That Matters. James, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling. I wasn't one of the ones that called you and hung up.
Okay, good.
But I was listening to you, and I decided that I'm man enough and I'm not a coward that I'll come on live radio and call you racist.
Why would you call me a racist? I just would like to know.
Because, you know, how you was downgrading and talking bad about our president, and you said, he doesn't look like you, he doesn't talk like you. What does this talk got to do with anything?
Okay, wait a minute. Know? Let me ask you a question. James, let me ask you one question.
And when you were going on and talking about...
James, can you hold on? We're going to a break. I want to talk to you, okay? Hold on, James. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. James, hold on.
The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. La 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 la.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. I'm going straight to James. James, sure. Thank you so much for waiting. I am so sorry. I know you held on, and then you held on through the break. And I want to say something to you, because you're not a coward. You're very handsome to me right now. So tell me why I'm a racist. I want to hear that again.
Well, I'm saying, I think you're racist for... the things that you're saying about our president.
Okay.
You know, you made a comment that he doesn't talk like you.
No, I never
said
that.
You did say that when you were talking to Gar.
No, I never said that, ever.
I was listening to you when you were talking to Gar, and I said, well, I need to call this lady. And then,
no.
You know.
I never said he doesn't talk like me. I think Obama is one of the finest speech makers in the world. I think he's a beautiful man. I never said he doesn't talk like me or walk he's a cool as they come. However, when you call me racist, I'd like to know, when it comes to our president, I'd like you to tell me which side of him am I racist, the white side or the black side? Because you don't know what color I am.
Your color doesn't matter to me.
No, exactly.
What I'm speaking in reference to is the comments you was making when the prior caller called in and was talking about the police and the shootings that involved over
yes.
the past few days, the past week, or what have you. You know, you guys. So what? These people have a criminal background. What?
Yes.
What gives the police the right to kill them? For a broken taillight.
I agree with that.
Police the right.
I agree with you. I said we have something in this country called a rule of law, and our police are held to a higher standard than the rest of us. That's why we hire them. And there are bad police in this country, but there's also bad people. And we sometimes have a bad policeman do a bad thing. But 95%, I don't even know, it might be higher than that. Of policemen put their lives on the line every day for $40,000 a year. I wouldn't do that, would you?
No, of course not. But
and a lot of them are black.
That's a job they chose.
Well, that is a job they chose, and I believe that everybody has a calling in life. Some people are called to be doctors. I don't want to put my hands up people's rear ends, do you? I don't. Some people are called to be policemen. Some people are called to the Army. You know, I'm called to cooking. That's what I do for a living, and I do this show because I am a conservative mom that wants to talk to people about reality and give you an opportunity to talk to me. I don't think you think I'm a racist at all, but the truth is I don't give a damn because I don't really care what people think of me, okay? I don't care what anybody thinks of me.
And I admire that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the things you guys were saying, you know, it's like y'all condone the actions that the police made.
No, we weren't. I was not doing that, and I do not do that. Okay? What I saw on a videotape of this one particular, it looked really bad. It looked really bad for the cops. But I'm going to tell you something. I truly believe in the rule of law in this country. And if our cops cannot be held to a higher standard, and 95% of them in this country are held to a higher standard. But you also got to realize, imagine working. Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you a little story, okay, James? I work with lions, tigers, and bears. I'm serious about that. And I was attacked by a lion when I was 25 years old, and he ripped my leg open. But, you know, this lion was an evil lion. It had nothing but he wanted to eat me because I'm like a giant steak to him. All right? Do I turn around and look at all the other lions as if they're that evil and treat them like they're evil? No, because they're not evil. This one had bad, it was really a bad lion. I mean, it reached his arm. Are you there? Did we lose him?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, when he reached his giant claw underneath a fence to almost pulled me into the cage, okay? But I don't want to look at all the other lions, tigers, and bears as bad animals because, you know, we were into saving these animals, right? But the thing is, you can't judge everybody. You cannot judge every cop as bad. And I don't want everybody to judge every black person, every Mexican, every white person as a bad person. Because I believe in this country, we all more think alike than we do separately. And I'm going to tell you something. The Democrats in this country and the liberals love to stir up this pot and get everybody angry. And that's what they're doing. And Obama is not helping our country right now. He could be like the father of a country. If your father could talk to you, he'd say, listen, 95% of the cops in this country are good. I'm not going to go off and condemn the rest of the cops. And then he can also look at you and say, 95% of the people in this country are good people. Okay? We're not going to judge all black people, all white people, or all Mexicans, all anybody. To me, there is no race. We're all human beings. We're all Americans. You see, and the thing is, I am not racist. I'm so far from being racist. I raised a black girl, okay? I love her. She looks like me. It's really strange. But the truth is, I don't have it in my heart. I have you, me, we're like brother and sister. Under the eyes of God, we are brother and sister. And I don't know if you even believe in God, but that's the way I look at it. And I don't like them stirring up the hatred in this country. The sad part is we have hatred on both sides, okay? Not right to stir it up. Right, James?
Right, I understand that.
Okay, you're a good man, James. You know that? You're a good man. I don't feel you angry at me, and I'm not angry at you. And I like the fact you had guts to call me up. It makes you very, very handsome in my eyes.
This is, I was riding through and I heard you on the radio. I wish I had time to talk longer because some other things I like to say, but where I'm located at now and it's storming, raining real bad. And I don't
really?
Driving. And
No. You call me next week. We'll talk anytime you call, James. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8255. We've got Martha from New Mexico. Hi, Martha. How are you doing? Sorry, we got to go to a break. Martha, stay with me. This is a long break, so we'll be on the other side. I'll take Martha. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. My name is Diane Linderman, talking about everything that matters. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me in my dreams, and the days went ticking by. Like the beat of my heart. Spin.
Help me.
Final thumb.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
This girl is on fire.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We're talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics. And I did say cooking at the end of this hour. I will have some recipes for you because everything in life is about a recipe. Everything you do in life, everything you think, and every success in life is about a recipe. So learn by cooking, okay? All right, we're going to go straight to the phones. We've got Mark. I'm going to go to Mark from Tennessee first, and then we'll go to Martha. Thank you for holding, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yes, Diane, this is the first time I've ever found your show on the radio. I enjoy it very much.
Well, thank you.
Now, you sound like a lady that's got some common sense. Instead of thinking with emotions all the time, you have a little bit of logic about you.
Well, you just described who I am. I'm about logic. I was raised with four brothers, and my dad did not know how to raise a daughter. He knows how to raise sons, so he raised me with a lot of... Is your phone on?
Yeah, turned down right now.
Oh, okay. I just hear a feedback. That's okay. I'll just ignore it. A lot of common sense. That's pretty much all I've got. I don't have anything else.
I've got your first name made out, but I'm having a hard time hearing your last name.
It's Linderman. Diane Linderman.
Linderman.
L-I-N-D-E-R-L-I-N-D-E-R-L-I-N-R-D-E-R-M-A-N-D-E-R-M-A-N-D-E-R-M-A-N.
Yeah, I can find your radio schedule at the tartradionetwork.com.
Yeah, you can. Every Sunday. Every Sunday. Uh-huh.
At what time?
Well, it depends on where you are, but it's West Coast time. It's 12 to 2. So
generally
whatever time
in Tennessee, it'd be
2 to 4 probably.
Yeah, it's, how long is it?
It's 2
how
hours.
How long is the show? 3 hours?
2 hours. No,
2. Hours.
2.
Two.
Yeah. Yes. And,
okay,
and Mark,
okay,
I've got a move. Thank you for calling, Mark. I'm sorry about that. I don't think he could hear me very good. We're going to go to Martha from New Mexico. Hi, Martha. Thanks for calling back. You're on the radio with Diane Linderman.
Oh, hi, Diane. I've spoken to you before. I just called to tell you, what this wonderful black friend of mine said about Obama. He gave me an hour lecture on how Obama is pimping the nation, and I was laughing so hard. And he said, the next time you look at him, think of him as like in the 70s with one of those yellow pantsuits on and a big hat and a peacock feather, because he has really pulled one over on this nation. And this is a black friend. That's spelled B-L-A-C-K for any of those black people out there. And he sees the truth. He sees what it is. And so there are people out there that they know what's happening, and they're black.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, so, the sad part is that President Obama is not black, okay? He's half white and half black. But I think he feels like he has to stand up for the black people of this country. But the truth is, he's really hurt a lot of the black people of this country. And along with hurting a lot of the black people, he's hurt everybody. Because what it is that all the liberalness that you have, the giving everything up and making people feel like they're, you know, gonna have their, you know, free this and free that. And he does that for a lot of white people too, which is how he gets his votes. The truth is that why can't Obama be the kind of president that says, listen, this is America. Start a business. Find something you love to do and do it. And do it better than anybody and become successful. Because he hates successful people. He wants everybody to be dependent.
That's not in his character. That's not who he is.
No, I know.
Somebody told me a long time ago, said, when people show you who they are, believe them. That's just not who he is. I don't give him.
Well, no, he's a liberal. He's a complete flaming liberal president on the verge of communist and socialist president. And you know, socialism does not work. We are the last country in the world. Well, actually, there's a few other democratic countries, but it's all about political correctness. If he can make everybody guilty for everything they do, and make you feel like you're doing something wrong when you're not doing something wrong, then he's dumbing down our country. And that's why I get so, I'm going to say the word pissed off. When people come up with things, I know that.
He's done a great job for the people who hired him. He's made people a lot of money through the Obamacare and the Common Core.
Oh, yeah.
But for the people who hired him, he's done a great job. It's just all perception.
Here's the sad part. Here's the sad part, Martha. We've got Hillary Clinton, which I think is going to be worse than Barack Obama, because she is an elitist, which means that she talks to people like that she's on their level. And she is like, I'm an advocate for poor people and people that don't have anything. But she lives in a gigantic mansion, never worked for a penny of what the money that she has. She trades on the fact that she's been political and been the president's wife. And I like to ask all the Hillary supporters out there one question. What has the hell has Hillary ever done in her life? What has she ever done to get to become the president of the United States? What has she run? What business has she created? All she's been is a talking head and gotten paid millions and millions and millions of dollars for that. And you know what? She is a liar and she is a thief, stealing away futures.
Yeah, so what? This is what we're doing. We're growing food down here. We're buying precious metals. We only put enough money in the bank to pay our bills. The government I'm more solution oriented now because I see what's happening, and so people are coming together for that. And that's what that's all that I know how to do. I can vote all day long, but unless other people vote as well for Trump, I'm just taking care of myself some of us are coming together to help each other.
Well, I think that's wonderful, solution. But at the same time, you gotta go out and you gotta be a little bit like me, and you gotta stand up to people who think they know what they're doing and tell them why they know that what they're doing is not right. When they're going to vote for Hillary, you ask
the time,
them why.
Diane, I do that all the time. I've been punished my whole life for standing up.
You know?
So I do that, but I also do this other thing as well. I mean, I have...
Yeah, everybody has to be prepared. Everybody in this nation right now has to be prepared. I don't care who you are, where you live. You know, if you can get away from the big cities, because that's where all the poop's going to hit the fan. If you can buy a little 1 acre or half an acre or even a piece of land that has a nice big backyard, because you're going to have to take care of yourself eventually, because we are going to have more people taking money from the government than giving money to the government. And then it's going to be starvation, because only so many what's going on in America constantly right now with Obama and Hillary, if she becomes the president, is going to continue making welfare the absolute American life. And the rest of us that work our butts off are going to be paying the bills. And so many of us, we cannot take care of so many people. Thank you, Martha. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got a break. I'm sorry for that. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Please call me with anything you want to talk about. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We've got Greg from Georgia on the line. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind? This is Diane Linderman and Everything That Matters.
Hey, Ms. Linderman. I just wonder, I was in the hospital for 7.5 months with some arthritic legs. And of course, wow, nothing else wrong with me, so I know I'm of good mind. But Bill Clinton came on an All Ladies show one day in 2012, and he was bragging about how he and Terry McAuliffe had bought two electric car companies in China. And no, I'm just wondering why nobody's even speaking about that.
I've never heard about it. I've never heard about it. That's wild. Well,
That was at the time that Terry McAuliffe was running for governor over there. Was that in West Virginia or Virginia that he's a governor?
You know what? It's the saddest thing is that we've got, you know, being in the political realm in the old days was a very honorable thing to do. You were a servant of the people. But, you know, the Clintons have become the elitist king and queen of the United States of America, and they can do no wrong. And I don't understand why people give them so much power and let them buy with murder, literally murder. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't prove that, but nobody wants to prove anything anymore when it comes to them. And then we had a guy, the FBI guy, who was basically known to be a pretty fair guy. He just, it looks, when he gave that speech that day and he looked like he was going to indict Hillary Clinton, I thought, man, that guy looked like he was beat up before he went on. I'm sorry. He just looked beat up. So we've
did
got.
Did you look at the bags under his eyes?
I know. He looked like he was
telling in itself. And I know exactly what you're saying. And here's what gets me. If somebody can tell me one lie that Donald Trump has said, he was not asked the question, should women be, penalized if they have an abortion, that moron that was talking to him, Chris Matthews, turned his head and said, if it was reversed, and then he turned around and said, should women be penalized if they have an abortion? And what if it was reversed was referring to was Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is talking about these immigrants. We got laws protecting us of these immigrants. You tell me, Jeb Bush said you can't insult your way to the top, but I screamed at my TV, Trump, tell them that if you tell the truth, you'll get to the top. And had Trump have lied, somebody would have already prosecuted him for defamation of character.
You know what? No one's going to get Donald Trump down because he is an honest man. And maybe he's a little clumsy in the way he speaks. I could care less. I'm very clumsy.
He's honest.
And
that's the thing.
He'll say it the way it is. I love Donald Trump because he says it the way it is. And a lot of people compare me to the way Donald Trump does stuff because I'm pretty clumsy, too. And I pretty much say it the way it is, you know. And it's fun to be sort of guiltless in so many things that people can find fault with me. You can find fault with anybody. You could find fault with God if you wanted to, right? I mean, anybody could find fault.
Do.
Not quite. Well, people do. It doesn't make it right. But at the same time, the thing is that, is it the truth? And the truth will always stand up no matter what. It may be a hard, it might be take a lot of power, but it stands for itself. And if you speak the truth and you live a good life, you know, I mean, even Donald Trump has, like, you know, he's had problems with women in his life, obviously. But I can tell you last 10 years, that man has been a good husband and a good father. And I'll tell you one thing about Donald Trump. When you look at the way his daughter looks at him and has such admiration and respect, that girl is a no-nonsense girl, and that girl loves her father. To me,
absolutely.
That's all that I'm at. That's it right there. If a girl loves her father like that, you can tell it's not phony. It is real, true admiration and respect. That's good enough for me.
Him. You can tell that.
Oh, I saw him kiss his 6'6" son the other day and almost made me cry. Because you know what? He really, truly loves his kids. And you know, when I was younger and I just loved Donald Trump even when he was younger, I used to love to watch people be successful. You know, I always believe that if you sort of are a cheerleader for other people to become successful in life, you also will become successful. And I've never looked at people like when they're successful, like, oh my God, they're just rich. You know what? People, I know what it takes to get rich. It's hard work. And I used to love the fact, I used to read about Donald Trump, and I remember him saying that my kids play under his table when he's doing these $1 million deals, there's $1 billion deals, and his kids are under the table playing cards, and any time they had a question or they called him on the phone, he would stop everything to talk to them. Now, I don't know many dads that will do that, but that was
the
thing I loved about him.
That article, that was about a 20-year-old article that you're talking about.
I know it is. I never forget that.
He had talked about how his first big loan to build one of the casinos, he had rented a bunch of equipment and set it out there, and the people that come out going on in the money just assumed that it was his. You know, so that's the way you got all this equipment.
Yeah.
But no, he's a genius, and this is what people can't stand, and you hit the nail on the head. If a person's rich, they got to work 24/7 to stay that way.
Absolutely.
That's a hard job to be rich.
I mean, it's like 48 hours. It's like 48/7. I mean, I'm not rich. I always think I'm rich, but I've worked really hard. I've lost everything. I've made it. I've lost it. I've made it. I'm a real entrepreneur. Let's put it that way.
Hey, absolutely. But, you know, it insults me when Hillary or somebody gets up there and says, he's declared bankruptcy. And
yeah.
I'm just screaming at my TV. I've never had to do anything like that until the Democrats in the office.
Exactly.
When Jimmy Carter was in there, my house payment went from $375 to $675 a month while Carter was under presidency. People around me in my neighborhood are having to move out for foreclosures.
Well, you got a good point there, Greg. And I'm sorry, but I have other callers, but I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling.
You're a blessing. Thank you very much, Ms. Emma. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to Deborah from Oregon. Hi, Deborah. How's it going?
Hi, Diane. My condolences for your fine state of Texas.
My what? My what?
My condolences.
Yes. Yes.
For your fine state of Texas and the sad loss of all those fine
policemen.
And I think if you're raised in a culture and environment that you're raised to expect hostility, you're raised to expect certain things, you're raised to riot, you're raised to burn your own town and your own communities, burn them up, and you're raised to be on more of a criminal type environment, you're going to expect certain things. And wherever I'm at and there's any officers or anything like that, I always let them know, hey, thank you, have a safe night, have a safe shift, go home alive to your families. I have so much respect for law enforcement.
I know.
And I have always had that. But I think, there are some cultures that are just raised to be hostile. And, they feed their own environment. Expect hostility. They hate us. They're against us. Instead of driving forward, why don't those community leaders actually go into these type of environments and teach these young people that they can have a better life? There's, they don't need hostility. They don't need to burn their community buildings down. They don't need to riot. Not everybody's against you. I wasn't raised to see color either. When I was, the whole time I was growing up, I had different friends of different colors and cultures and stuff. I mean, we just thought it, we were just all friends. Nobody made any big deal out of what race we were.
Yeah. Well,
I love your show, and it's so informative. I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you very much, Deborah, for calling. 1-800-449-8255. And I want y'all, I'm not a bottle thumper. In fact, I've never even read the Bible from beginning to end. I love to just open it up once in a while and read a few paragraphs. But, it was interesting about race, and I actually learned this from a biblical movie that I watched, when I was young, and I couldn't believe it that we were all one race at one time. Every single one of us was the same. And God's punishment was to turn us all into different races. And I truly believe he had to do that so that we actually could come back together as one person, as one family again. And we all have to find our way back. And it's not about color. Who gives a damn what color your skin is or where you're from? I mean, it's about the spirit that dwells in each and every one of us that makes the difference. And you know what? We're all going to be fighting against people. All of us, doesn't matter what color you are, we're going to be on one side, is against evil. And people that want to use you to do their desperately wicked deeds. And I call out the Democrats for allowing them to use you people. And I'm talking about Democrat people, people that have become Democrats, to do their desperately deeds because they make us all politically correct. Stay with me. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. We've had quite the lively day today. That's 1-800-449-8255, and I'm going to be given a recipe in the next 15 or 20 minutes. You guys are always going to have to stay tuned for that, because that's really what I do, my day job, weird things. I'm a cooking show host, and I teach people how to make simple, healthy, and decadent recipes. So you love all your comfort foods? So do I. And I've battled weight my whole life. And, you know, it's just one of those things you actually have to find in life. But I had a restaurant, an award-winning restaurant on a farm, of all things. And I'm not a hippie, not by any means. But I do love to grow food and find ways of making it so delicious. And for those of you who don't know this, I have two cookbooks out. A third one is on its way, and a TV show on YouTube eventually called Cooking Americana, where I show you how to make real American food healthy. And when I say healthy, I mean you change the ingredients around it. It won't be grass and gravy, promise you that. For instance, I'm from Texas, and we all love chicken fried steak. We all love mashed potatoes. You know, and you can, those things aren't bad for you. It's how you prepare them. And so I show you how to take healthy ingredients and never, never, never use anything but coconut oil, people. Coconut oil all the way. It is so good for you. It's good for your hair, your skin, your body, your intestines, your cholesterol. It's like the miracle food. People actually take 2 to 3 tablespoons of it a day to help their things that, you know, that's wrong with them. And my dad's 88 years old, and his entire family died before they were like 50 years old. And he started using coconut oil about 15 or 20 years ago. Got a big old beautiful head of hair, beautiful skin, his own teeth, you know, and he's still kicking butt after all these years. And I have to tell you, coconut oil is a big part of that. Plus the fact that he doesn't get angry, okay? When you get angry, you give up a little of your life every time you do it. You got to know that. And so, anyway, stay tuned with me all the way through the last part of my show. You got about 15 minutes, then I'll give you something really simple. Everything I make, literally, everything I make. You can go in your refrigerator right now. You probably have the stuff. And you have to get my cookbooks, because there's a lot of cheapskates in this world. A lot. You know, I watch people, they buy the coffee from the coffee stands. They pay $3 or $4 for that. They'll buy 2 coffees a day. And, you know, you could save up your money and buy one of my cookbooks, because they're really cheap. They're like $19. And in that cookbook are all of my secrets from my restaurant, which was written up in Sunset Magazine as the best place to eat in Southern Oregon. Yeah, because half the year I live in Oregon, and half of the year I live in a blue state half the year, and I live in a red state the other half the year. I love Texas. I love the people there. It's the cost of living is very, very cheap compared to the rest of the country. No personal income tax. I should say state income tax. Yes, the property taxes are high, but they try to make allowances if you have a business. I mean, there's just a lot of good things about it. You know, I don't like paying sales tax. No, in Oregon, you don't pay sales tax. So I got the best of both worlds. Who's to complain, right? And we live on a ranch, and eventually we're going to have a place where you can actually come and learn to cook, learn to have a business. It's going to be like a bed and breakfast, but it's going to be like a dude ranch. And I'll let you know when it all happens. It's going to be great fun. And I'll be there. My husband, who's a jack of all trades, will probably be there. My kids and a lot of other successful people and all ex-troubled teenagers that know how to do just about anything. 1-800-449-8255. Stay with me. I've got way more ahead. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman.
Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Is this our last segment, or we have one more? We have one. Okay, good. Just want to make sure. I wanted to read you an article real quick. He's talking about Clinton. It's called The Clinton Contamination. It says a lot about a relationship with Hillary Clinton that seems well on her way to becoming Madam President because she's not getting indicted. Okay, if she were still at the State Department, she could be getting fired for being, as the FBI director told Congress, extremely careless with top secret information. Instead, she's on a glide path to big promotion, and that's the corkscrew way things go with the Clintons, who are staying true to their reputation. I'm telling you, people, if you don't think there's something wrong with all the things that the FBI director said the other day, when you hear him indicting her to the public and then letting her go, there's something wrong with you for not knowing that this woman, I mean, the Democrats are all about the law when the law works for them. And the law, they make the law work for them because they change the law to work for them. And the rest of us are like, what? Huh? What? What's going on? Anybody else would be put in jail for the rest of their lives for what she's done. And here's another article. It says, the law is dying because morality is dying. It says, Tuesday after FBI Director James Comey spent about 15 minutes laying out the legal case against Hillary Clinton and then spent about 3 minutes declaring that he is going to ignore the evidence and recommend no legal action against Mrs. Clinton. It says, declared that the law is dead. More and more people begin to see Christian morality as standing in the way of new moral code. There's no such thing as a moral code if it doesn't have something to do with God, right? It's a morality of self-fulfillment, throwing off burdensome traditional mores. People begin to imagine life without bothersome God standing to watch. Boy, is that the truth. You know, it's kind of like having cops without guns. You know what I mean? It's we're in a strange time. I don't know if you see this, but if you're a smart person, you will not raise your children in a city. I don't care who you are. Anybody. People are like, oh, I can't leave. I've got a job. And you know what? I've counseled troubled teenagers pretty much for the last 40 years. And when I talk to parents, and I'm going to tell you something, people, you see those kids rioting in the streets, those are somebody's kids. And I've never had so much respect in my life when I saw that one mom, when the riot happened, happened, and she went out and grabbed her son by the hair, kicked his butt all the way home, and they were trying to say she was a child abuser. No way. You should see that kid now. He's a good kid, thanks to his mom, you know? And I was like, if all the moms could go out there and dads grab their kid and say, there is no way in heck you're going to be part of this, because that's what she did, you know? And that's the thing. We have no morality anymore. You know, there are people still highly believe in God and they have faith. But isn't that the test of faith? When all things are bad and the temptation to become Sodom and Gomorrah again, when you go into the city and, you know, they're looking for one good person left in the city before God turns it to salt. You know, I mean, the truth is that we are being pressured into being immoral. We're being pressured into it. We're being pressured to have no conscience at all. Because the popular president of the United States and the new one coming in, you know, if Hillary wins, pray to God she does not win. But, you know, it'll all be, I believe it's a rigged system. I truly do. I truly believe that there's a lot of, I believe that there is a lot of voter fraud. I mean, the systems all can be rigged. All you got to do is have one willing person that has a little a knowledge on how to rig a system, you know? And it's like one of the most honorable things to do is to be able to vote. And you know what? This country, it's only as good as its president. That's what I say. It's good as its leader. And our leader right now stinks. And when Hillary comes in, she's going to stink worse than Barack Obama. 1-800-449-8255. I've got recipes coming up. Don't get bored with my recipes. You're going to love them. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman.
And the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I'll just give you my phone number, 1-800-449-8255, in case you had one last thought. But I'm going to give you some recipes right now. And I'll tell you, I love Mexican food. I love Japanese food, Mexican food, and I love anything to do with, like, salads and soups and things like that. And I have to tell you, in our family, we literally eat Mexican food probably 3-4 times a week. And I believe it's very healthy for you. You can make it healthy for you if you don't know how. I want you all to stop buying those Taco Bell shells, the ones that are already fried ahead of time. They're very bad for you. They use really bad oils. And I'm going to tell you how to make a lot of people, I didn't even know this. And I even have friends that are Mexicans, and they use the Taco Bell shells. Okay, so I'm sad for them, but I taught them how to use the real corn tortillas, the ones you can buy in the store. And I usually get the big ones. They have kind of small, they have three sizes. They have really tiny ones, they have medium size, and they have big ones. For this particular one, you want a big one. So this is what I do, and this is so ridiculously simple. And, of course, you can have homemade salsa with it and homemade guacamole, and you can have some, like, delicious Spanish rice. All these things are on my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. You can go and look at all my recipes, not all of them, but a lot of my recipes are up there, and I have a lot of these, especially my guacamole and my salsa. And if I have enough time, I'll give you at least one of those other recipes. But here we go. So what I do is I lay out about 12 big corn tortillas. Don't use the wheat one, the white floured ones. They just don't taste the same. And I know that flautas are usually flour, but I'm calling these corn flautas, even though flauta probably means flour. Anyway, because they're kind of like a flauta, okay? They're like kind of like a big rolled up burrito, but not thick. So what you do is I take refried black beans, I take delicious cheese, and I like extra cheddar, extra sharp cheddar, or you can use Monterey Jack, whatever you want, okay? And you can put anything you want in these. You could put, like, sautéed onions and bell peppers and garlic. Or you can just put just the cheese, the beans. And then sometimes I'll add meat or I'll add chicken. So I'm going to make this particular one. We're going to make chicken, cheese, and beans, okay? So we lay those out on sort of the one, about a third of the tortilla. Because what you want to do is you want to just put it, like, in a line. Now what I do is I roll that up very, very slow. And you can wet these, by the way, because if they're not easy, if they break when you start rolling them, you need to put some moisture on them. And sometimes I'll even spray them with coconut oil spray, okay? And I just roll them really well, and I put a toothpick in them in two different spaces, and I put them aside, and I make all 12 of them the same. Or you can make each of them different. You know, you can do whatever you want. I like to always just give you the base idea. And in a big, giant fry pan, I take probably about 1/4 of a cup of coconut oil. And by the way, people, if you're going to buy coconut oil, make sure it is organic or cold pressed. Okay. Otherwise, it's just not good for you. It's just like any other oil where they hydrogenate it. Stay away from hydrogenated oils. Whatever you do, never, never, never eat anything with hydrogenated oils in it. That's what's bad for your heart. Coconut oil is very good for your heart. Okay. Anyway, I get it super hot, my oil, because coconut oil has to be almost to the smoking stage. In fact, if it does start to smoke a tiny bit, you're okay. That means it's perfect, because coconut oil is has a high heat index, and it's hard to get it really hot. It takes a while. And you really need a good pan, too, by the way. Don't get these junky pans. Now, I'm going to lay them in there as much as I can and as many as I can. And I literally just put them in there, and the oil will probably reach about halfway on them. And then I let them fry completely, and I turn them over, and I let them fry again. You don't even need paper towel when you're using coconut oil because it's not oily. And I'm telling you, you will never have more delicious fried or sauteed food in your life. Seriously. And the whole rule of thumb with coconut oil, people, is to get at least 2 to 3 tablespoons a day in your body. And this is a good way to do it. Anyway, you put that aside, and I'm telling you, these are so good. And it'll be nice and crispy, and if a little of the cheese fell out of it, yummy, that's even better. So put these aside. Now let's see, quickly, homemade guacamole, my favorite. All I use is some ripe avocados, lemon, and sour cream. And salt and pepper. I never add salsa to it. I think you're totally taken away from the guac. I do make my own homemade salsa, and I have that on the side. But these, well, the taquitos or flautas or whatever you want to call them, are absolutely delicious just the way they are. And I'll tell you something, you will enjoy these. And you know what I like to do? I like to make like 30 of them. And I put them in my fridge. And you know what? You know when your kids come home from school, your husband's out working, and they come in and there's something, they just need to grab something prepared already. This is awesome. And then you have your guac in a container and your salsa. It's like it's a healthy meal, you know? And a lot of people can eat corn because they can't eat gluten. Do you know that corn is gluten-free? It's the wheat stuff that we kind of have to stay away from in life because a lot of people can't handle wheat. It's weird. You can make these with wheat, but I prefer corn. All right. So make sure you check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com for my radio show, and everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com for my kitchen stuff and my recipes and all that. And you know what? Go to Amazon and order my cookbooks, or you can go to my websites. I think both my cookbooks are on both my websites. You will love my recipes. I am not kidding. They are so simple. Things like tomato basil pasta made with pasta that has 17 grams of protein in them. I make a lot of things that actually don't require cooking. I know you're going, what? No, not a hippie. You guys will love my cookbooks. I have one called Kids Can Cook. Make sure you check those out. Until next week, I've had a great time today. See you next week, same time, same place. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate, so eat it.